Our news, I'm Haley May. Health officials are getting the word out about a potential measles exposure at the Denver International Airport and at a Littleton church. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
It happened Saturday and Sunday, February 21st and 22nd. An out-of-state traveler with a confirmed case of measles traveled through the airport and also attended a church service at St. Mary's Catholic Church on Sunday while infectious. The person arrived on a Frontier flight from Miami at gate A83 at 9:15 a.m. on Saturday and flew back from gate A76 at 11:30 p.m. on Sunday. Passengers who may have been exposed on the flights will be notified directly by their state or local public health agency. The person is fully vaccinated, so the risk of transmission is lower, but still possible. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Denver is one step closer to imposing new requirements on law enforcement officers, including a ban on wearing masks. The bill's in response to masked ICE agents arresting people across the U.S. City Council passed the ban unanimously this week. Denverite's Kyle Harris says it goes beyond a mask ban.
Officers would be required to wear identification in nearly all engagements that includes their name, their badge, or their ID number. And all officers, including those like detectives who rarely wear any identification, would be required to share their name and their badge number when asked.
Denver City Council thinks the ban will hold up to legal challenges because it treats all law enforcement equally. A final vote on that measure is set for Monday. This is CPR News.